This is Juiced Penguin.
Big Bad Son! Don't you shine down on me. Don't you shine down on me. You know the nighttime suits me fine, so go on and let me be. Can't rise in the morning, 'cause I can't hardly sleep at night. I can't rise in the morning, 'cause I can't hardly sleep at night. Well, since my baby, she's been gone, I can't stand the sight of daylight.
Sorry there's nobody here to take your call right now. If you leave your name and telephone number, you'll be contacted as soon as possible. Please speak after you hear the beep.
Might fall from the sky. One of these days, we might all sit down and wonder why. But until we do, my life this way, you guessed it, I'm self-employed. I just wander around keeping tabs in the town, and everybody knows my name. And like most men of the world, well, I've got a girl, and she's as sweet as she can be. And every day about nine, well, I drop her a line, and it's a different one every time. I called her up and I said, baby,
Oh, I'm in trouble with a man from a poker game. Well, it was great, baby, I was robbed. And he's 6'4" and his name is Floyd. He gonna kill me unless I get his pay. He gonna take a rope on, he ain't no joke. He gonna hang me from the highest tree. So can't you see, honey, you gotta save me. Come on, baby, loan me $10. And $10 gets me 2 6-packs and a half a pint of Old Crow. Yes, I'm a damn dirty dog, and baby, I know it. And I'll drink them now here drunk, the heart of heaven, baby, now thong. Well, she's the best little girl I ever had. I better give her a call. So I called her up and I said, baby. Well, there's a man with a plan from the CIA. He wants to get me for espionage. He's gonna take my life with his little penknife. Gonna take away my microfilm. So can't you see, honey, it ain't for me. Kick down for the red, white, and blue. Yes, can't you see, honey, you gotta save me. Come on, baby, loan me $10. And $10 gets me 2 6-packs and a half a pint of Old Crow. Yes, I'm a damn dirty dog, and baby, I know it. And I'll drink 'em, I get drunk, so I'm a hanging bed I thunk. Well, she's the best little girl I ever had. I better give her a call. Yeah, hello, baby. Yeah, it's me. I'll be right over.
We've got this calf already thrown down, and the first act of the tie is to put your string on his top front leg. Then you've got to throw this string out, because we're going to take these two hind legs and put them on top of that, and then sit down behind them. Pull back on the front leg with your left hand.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Here's a number by the Beatles again. Ringo did a very good job of Act Naturally. Up my old truck, now we're asking ourselves just what the hell we was thinking when we made up our minds the good times was in town. Put on a clean pair of boots and our Sunday breeches, went down to the city and we met some girls, not girls like the kind that we love back home. No, these girls shot us down. Well, it's a case of what to do when we can't agree. Well, Randy, I don't know about you, but as for me, it's a cow tipping, shit kicking, guitar picking, front porch sitting, moonshine sipping, mama's fried chicken, country summer kind of night. So we stop for beer and a bag of feed on the bad side of town. I won't say why, but that's what you do when your county's dry and it's a long, long ride back home. Well, Randy reconnoitered, I commandeered. We put the F-150 into overdrive. I drove 100 miles an hour, made it back alive. Sure enough, at the stop and go, well, there stood Mary Lou Baker and her sister Wendy Sue. And they said, hey there, boys, what you all up to? We was thinking that we might do some cow tipping, skinny dipping. Did she say skinny dipping? I thought I heard the crickets cricking on a country summer kind of night. You could say we didn't spend the night alone. And the moral of this story is there ain't no place like home. It's a cow tipping, shit kicking, guitar picking, front porch sitting, moonshine sipping, mama's fried chicken, country summer kind of night. It's a Hank wailing, hey bailing, smooth sailing, feet ain't failing, six beck in a paling, rocking the trailer on a country summer kind of night. It's a country summer kind of night. It's a country summer kind of night. Woo!
Bottle of wine deep, running on 4 hours of sleep. Instead of getting a bite to eat, I taught her towards the bar and got blasted out of my mind. So wicked, so divine. Now my body feels so dirty, but my mind is clean. A friend ran into me there, falling out of my bar chair. When closing time arrived, she offered me a ride. I gave her a hug goodnight, said, darling, you're alright. Fumbled with my keys and stumbled up the stairs. Getting wasted, getting drunk, getting lit and all tore up, it ain't good. But that don't bother me none. But once in a while you gotta let loose the reins. Run wild with the joy and the pain. Dump down that old stuffy brain and have some fun. It ain't cool the way I live. Let me be clear, folks and friends, I do the best I can. Yeah, but I'm a flawed man. Anyway, my role in this model ain't closed. It's more like a stomping shoe. The pieces make more sense to me when I'm smashed. Getting wasted, getting drunk, getting lit and all tore up, it ain't good. And this life, it ain't no joke. It's dear to me, it's all the good people that I know. If you see me at the carnival, eyes glazed, drinking hard, it ain't cause I hate this life, I love it so. Getting wasted, getting drunk, getting lit and all tore up, it ain't good. But that don't bother me none. And once in a while you gotta let the rains run wild with the joy and the pain. Dump down the old stubborn brain and have some fun. Dump down the old stubborn brain and have some fun. One, two, one.
Over his bed. The hammer missed the nail and hit his finger instead. The swelling started growing and the blood began a flowing while Algernon let go with some epithets.
Ow! You stupid! Hold it! Shingle! That hurts!
Bobby was the pitcher on his little league team. His father would project on him his own broken dreams. He'd guzzle down the booze, and then when Bobby's team was losing, Daddy started to abuse him with epithets.
Come on, Bobby, get your together. And coach, you couldn't coach it out of your... No, you keep it down. Maybe you want a ball.
An epithet's a word or phrase that people can use when ordinary words and phrases simply won't do to express frustration, pain, impatience, anger, or scorn. To the... and the... in your way. The mayor loved the women and he loved cocaine. He got himself a hooker to keep him entertained. But after he discovered she was working undercover, then his honor started uttering epithets.
Damn, set me up. This is my...
epithets show emotion, impatience, frustration, pain, and anger. Amen.
Ah, it's over.
Friends in Need, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. I think I smoked too much heroin.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I was at my buddy Joe's house, and he had some stuff, and we smoked just a tiny bit at first, you know, just to get high, and it was so good. And we just kept smoking more and more, and now I think I smoked too much because I'm, like, totally freaking out.
You said you were at your friend's house.
Yeah, Joe, at his house.
Okay, where's Joe now?
That's the thing. I think I may have killed Joe and made a full bodysuit out of his skin.
Excuse me?
I woke up all covered in blood, and I seem to be wearing Joe like a scuba suit made from his skin, man. Oh, Jesus, man.
Okay, and you think this happened because you were high?
Yeah, man. I think I may have killed my best friend. There's blood everywhere.
And is there a chance someone like your friend Joe isn't just playing a trick on you?
Dude, Joe's skinless and bloody corpse is lying on the kitchen floor at my feet, and I woke up with a carving knife in one hand and a sewing kit in the other.
I'm sorry, that's my other line. Hold on.
Wait!
Friends in Need, this is Tom.
Dude, it's me.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Friends in Need, this is Tom.
Dude, it's me.
Damn, hold on.
Wait, are you calling yourself from your cell phone?
Maybe.
Look, I need to talk to someone.
Crap, I just spilled coffee on my suede pants.
Dude, Wait, who wears suede pants?
Hey, who's talking? You're wearing your best friend like a Halloween costume.
Look, I'm freaking out, man. I killed Joe.
And what do you want me to do about it?
I want some help. I need some advice.
Okay, next time you do drugs, don't kill your friend and wear his skin.
Don't kill your friend and wear his skin? Is that it? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry. It's my first day here.
Look, is there someone else there I can talk to?
No, we're very short-staffed.
Can you help me or not?
All right. Take Joe's skin off of your body and sew it back onto his.
That's it? That's your advice?
I don't know what to tell you. I've never done this before.
Hold on. Dude, is that a vibrator?
Yeah.
I'm standing here wearing my dead best friend's skin and you're using a vibrator on yourself? You sick fucking bastard.
Kinda makes you feel better about yourself, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I don't feel like the biggest wacko on the phone call.
You're welcome.
Dude, you're the best. I'm gonna go, okay, and see if I can slip out of here before the cops come. Thanks so much, man.
Call anytime. Friends in Need, this is Tom.
1, 2, 3, 4. If I was a dog, I wouldn't be your best friend. Asleep all day while you were working. I'd eat all the food, make you buy more, take a big crap on the kitchen floor. If I was a dog, I'd be my own best friend. Ruff, ruff, bow, wow, bark, bark, fuck you. Ruff, ruff, bow, wow, bark, bark, fuck you. If it was a dog, I'd stick my nose in your crotch. I'd hump your leg when I was feeling hot. I wouldn't have no pickup lines, go straight for your tail every time. Oh, I'd know who was who and who was not. Ruff, ruff, bow, wow, bark, bark, fuck you. Ruff, ruff, bow, wow, bark, bark, fuck you. If I was a dog, I wouldn't be this way. I'd say what I meant and I'd bark what I'd say. I wouldn't hate life, I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't need Prozac or therapy. I'd be loyal, I'd be true to me, myself, and you know who. If I was a dog. If I was a dog, I'd lick myself down there. Right in the middle of the street, and I wouldn't care. Lick myself in front of you just to watch you wish that you could too. If I was a dog, I'd lick myself down there. Ruff, ruff, bow, wow, bark, bark, fuck you. Ruff, ruff, bow, wow, bark, bark, fuck you. If I was a dog, I wouldn't be your best friend. Sleep all day while you were working. I'd eat all the food, make you buy more, take a big crap on the kitchen floor. If I was a dog, I'd be my own. If I was a dog, I'd lick my bow. If I was a dog, I'd be my own best friend.
Yeah, I know that was different, but links and information for everything you've heard tonight on the Oddcast can be found at juicedpenguin.com, and thanks for downloading. I'll see you next time.